This is Sean with Voices of St. Joan of Arc, speaking with Loretta Painter. Loretta, how you doing?
Good.
So, where were you originally born?
In Cincinnati, Ohio.
And when was that?
1937, July 9th.
1937. Okay, so when did you end up coming to Indianapolis, and what was the reason for that?
It was my husband's job, and we came in 1965.
What was the career?
He had trucks he drove.
Okay. And then how did you get connected with St. Joan of Arc?
Well, it was close. We lived at 4019 Guilford.
And so you grew up, basically, what was the parish that you grew up in before that when you lived in Cincinnati?
St. Peter's Parish, and it was in New Richmond, Ohio. That's 22 miles east of Cincinnati.
So how would you describe St. Joan of Arc, the church itself, compared to what you came from?
Oh, well, you really couldn't, because it was more of a small town church. And in Joan of Arc, I mean, my God, it's spacious, beautiful.
What are some of the favorite aspects of the architecture, of the mosaics, some things that you gravitate to?
Well, one of my favorite parts of the church is the chapel. It has beautiful stained glass windows. It just feels very much at home when you're there.
Oh. And so over the years, what's some of the activities or groups or things you've been involved with?
Well, in the early times, we used to have rummage sales, and we'd all be very active in that. I help with taking care of the grounds. Due to health reasons, I didn't do much this year. And I also used to do painting around the church outside if it needed it on the grounds. And I like to work in the garden area behind the parish church, or the parish building, excuse me.
Gotcha. And as far as what's some of the activities that the church has done that you've been able to enjoy, and including French Market, how would you describe that?
Well, I miss a lot of the activities that we used to have, because when the old school or church was there, and we used it to have dances, and I miss things like that, but they just don't have them anymore.
Okay. So who are some of the people in the church that you think have really stood out and helped over the years that you'd like to recognize?
I think Marie and Jack Mitchell, they were longtime members of St. Joan of Arc. Eleanor Davis. I just can't really think of too many. There's a lot of people that are very good, and they don't talk religion that much, but they do it in their actions.
Right. So what are just some of your favorite memories or favorite moments that you like to share with the church?
Well, I can't come up with anything. I mean, overall, I just feel that they're very warm and welcoming there. But, you know, other than that, I can't think of anything.
That's
why
right.
I didn't think I'd be very good at this.
No, I think you're doing just fine. Well, I appreciate you sharing. Everybody has different moments that, you know, stand out and whatnot, but you obviously have been there for a long time, so it's been a very good place for you. So if there's anything else you'd like to say, you can. If not, we can close this out.
Okay, I think that's it.
Okay, all right. Thanks, Loretta. Just stay on the phone for a second.